after me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days to the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
I guess the sound's not working on that. We should probably come in a little bit earlier and get prepared. Here is the computer corner, sorry.
Hey, you can hit the clear button. Hit the Control-Alt-Delete button on the 360 machine.
Yeah, the sound clear machine. Button. There's the cancel button. How's that?
It is the computer.
Now,
there it is.
How's that?
P.U. Back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
That's quality you can afford right there.
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably get into the studio, actually, before the show starts. It'd be good.
Nah, why bother? Hey, it's another edition of what we like to call the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett Pella, Michael Valdivia, and Brian Scalzo, and a cast of thousands of other geeks, here every Saturday morning to talk to you about your computer issues, problems, questions, comments.
Consternations.
Yeah. This week's theme is of particular interest to everybody.
No. There are people that it's not of interest to. People who do not own computers or who do not go on the internet.
Okay, that's.
But if you're if you're somebody who does not go on the internet or you don't have a computer, you won't have much interest in today's show. But that's okay. Maybe we'll make it interesting along the way somehow.
If you have ever uttered this word, it's
What?
Yeah, if you've ever said that when you're sitting in front of your computer, when you're surfing around and all that stuff keeps popping up on your screen.
A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A
Exactly. So we want to make sure we give you as many tips as we can to help fight the nuisance that is the pop-up advertising method. Used to be real simple, just simple little pop-ups from when you go to websites, and pretty easy to defeat. And
if pop-ups are a problem for you, then the show we've got today is the show for you. And we've got some lines open for you at 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR if you're outside of the Phoenix area. Or if you're just a little bit shy or you can't get through on any of those lines there, you can check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see links towards the bottom of that page where you can ask a question or make a suggestion right here on the air, and those things get through with pretty quick speed. So,
yeah, and I see that Mikel didn't actually read my column when she posted the resources, because she put redundant links in here. How to block Windows Messenger pop-ups.
Right.
We cover that.
Brian's flogging her as we speak in the other room, yeah.
Well, the problem is she likes that, so Brian, stop it.
Yeah, she'll just get happy.
Obviously, any particular questions about pop-ups, spam, adware, spyware, you know, whatever.
What other where?
Hey, Garrett, here's your chance to say something.
Well, it's all trash, man. Yeah.
It's all
jiggle
trash.
Jiggle the handle, man.
Solid.
Oh, wait, I have a jiggle the handle. Wait.
Hey, we're going to show people how to flush out marketers from their...
Timing, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Quality you can afford.
It's about as far from a professional radio show as you'll ever venture onto. But heck, if you'll give us the next hour and 45 minutes of your time, we may actually learn you something.
We may.
Or maybe not. Are we? Where are we at with the phones here? What's going on there?
We got people on hold, and Mikel is at some point probably going to do her job and tell us who those people are.
Oh,
so
I suppose.
We can just kind of punch things up and just guess.
Well, but we later on in the show, we have our Geek Speak of the Week, our WebAttack free download of the week, and we have a very, very special, extremely special, beyond special, Bonehead of the Day Award today. In fact, I don't think a caller out there can come close to touching the person that we're going to anoint the Bonehead of the Day.
We may even have to go as far as saying Bonehead of the Week, Month, or, dare I say, Year.
Probably.
At least the quarter.
Well, certainly the biggest Bonehead of this century so far, albeit the 3 years that, four, depending upon which way you like to, you know, 2000,
what?
2001.
How is it only three?
Well, certain people believe that the millennium didn't start till 2001.
Brian seems to agree with that. Brian, there's this whole thing out there called math.
Of course, I did say century, so I guess 2000 is covered in the century.
I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, in my...
Look at my mad math skill!
Damn. You can count all the way to four.
So late.
How about we do a little Adam's acronym?
Adam's acronym?
Or how about Adam's almost acronym.
You never know what you're going to get when you punch Adam up and find him in the depths of the phone system here.
Do we have Adam's acronym theme?
We don't really have a theme, but we got some music that we sometimes play and say we call it that.
Well, for lack of another theme, it's our little Spider-Man, Adam from Glendale.
Yeah. No, you just need to pull up some random music every time I call in, just see what happens.
We don't have much in the way of music because we are a talk radio station. You see how that works?
Hey, we got
I can.
We got all kinds.
In fact,
of music.
The music we have is not. I mean, it's like digital music on a hard drive in a computer. It's weird stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty much how all radio stations work these days, though. But
Adam, this week's almost acronym is
SDRAM.
SDRAM. That's both an almost acronym and an acronym, all rolled up into one.
SDRAM, almost and at the same time. Wow.
SDRAM.
But RAM is an acronym,
right.
So SD is not, and the two together is a...
You're getting my flavor.
Is acronymous.
Yeah.
It's a half acronym.
Yes. Careful. Yeah. So this week's half acronym is?
Yeah, it's SDRAM. That stands for Synchronous Dynamic Random Access Memory.
Oh, well, that clears it up right there.
How about a hackronym?
Yeah, say that three times real fast.
Acronym.
Synchronous.
That's a half
dynamic. Okay, what's that mean?
Yeah.
Why do I care?
It means memory in your computer goes fast.
What kind of memory?
SDRAM. Oh. That's the kind of memory.
Memory in your computer goes fast?
Yeah.
Well, like, what? How fast?
Depends.
Actually, why don't you explain the two major types of memory in a computer so people are not confused about which memory you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about the memory that's like little chips that gets erased every time you turn off your computer, but there's also a hard drive, which is like permanent memory, and there's usually a lot more of it in your computer.
So one needs power to maintain its memory, and the other doesn't need power. It can be turned off from time to time, and it retains that information over power cycles, right?
Hey, want a great word to explain what RAM is about? It's called volatile memory.
Well, there you go.
Huh? Big word, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, he's 13. He's probably got bigger words than that for you,
buddy.
Oh,
I'm sure he does.
He just can't say them on the air.
Why, certainly. Well, in the computer kitchen that I always bring up whenever I get the chance, which seems like an appropriate time.
Oh, no. Chef Colburn has entered.
Yes. The processor is the chef. The random access memory, RAM, is a mixing bowl. And the hard drive is the refrigerator. So you're talking about the mixing bowl here, right?
Yeah.
Right on.
I guess.
Hey, what other kinds of mixing bowls are there besides the SDRAM?
There's DDR SDRAM, which goes twice as fast.
If you believe the hype.
So it's twice as gooder? Because it's double data rate? Is that what that DDR stands for?
Yes.
I heard that once.
Yeah. Then there's a couple other kinds of RAM, like VRAM, which is video RAM that goes on your video card.
Yeah.
Which holds all the little pixels between when they hit your video card and when they go to your monitor.
Those pixels are kind of prickly, huh?
Yeah.
You're too geeky, Adam, today.
Adam going strong.
And if you want to get real geeky, Adam, then you can go off about how DDR RAM then comes in different speeds. And
No.
And you get real nutso real quickly.
Not going to do it.
Too many numbers, sorry.
Wouldn't be prudent. Would you explain then the last one, Ram-a-lama Ding Dong? We use that on this show once in a while. What is Ram-a-lama Ding Dong?
Isn't that an old song or something?
I think it might be. Adam, thank you, sir.
Yep.
The 13-year-old whiz kid from Glendale. Now, you'll never do what that bonehead in Minneapolis did, right?
I don't even know what it is.
You got to stay tuned because when we come back from this first break, we're gonna anoint our bonehead of the day and tell you all about.
We're gonna tell you what not to do if you're a 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 50, 90-year-old person out there.
Adam already knows.
That's really not thinking.
Adam's clear. You're listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. It's the whole gaggle of geeks here from Data Doctors.
And a free line open at 602-277-5827. Back after this short break.
Night at the sea.